Home runs, no hitters, and track and field news. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WizSports.net Minute, brought to you by SportEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WizSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sport Engine. Sport Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sport Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportEngine.com.
New London's Abby Elsholtz belted three home runs and finished with six RBI in the Bulldogs' 9-2 win over Seymour last Thursday. In softball action from Saturday, Hortonville defeated D1 number 4 Stevens Point 6-0 behind a shutout from Sammy Sullivan, who finished with seven strikeouts and allowed just four hits. Delavan Darien captured the Monroe 16 invite, defeating Monroe, Judah Albany, and Freeport, Illinois. Pitcher Jenna Speth picked up two of the wins, tallying 28 strikeouts and allowing just two runs. In baseball news, Elk Mound's Brandon Bolt tossed his second no-hitter of the season on Friday night. Visit WizSports.net for a complete list of baseball no-hitters. Moving to track and field, Racine Case's Dwayne Ford had an impressive Saturday at the West Bend West invite. He won the 100-meter, 200-meter, and ran a leg of the winning 4x200-meter relay. Ford is tied for the state best mark in the 100, leads the way in the 200, and is part of the top 4x200 relay this season. Verona's Jack Herkert won the high jump at the Sun Prairie Invitational on Friday with a jump of 6 feet 9 inches. The jump is a school record and leads the way in the state this season. This has been a WizSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WizSports.net.